KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with occasional showers and perhaps a thunderstorm. High of 77. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In area news, police in Red Oak say a local man was arrested on drug charges early this morning. 33-year-old Anthony David Smith of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 1:30 a.m. at East Oak and North 6th Streets. Smith was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His cash bond was set at $1,000. Earlier, 47-year-old Harry Lee Barnum Jr. of Red Oak was arrested near North 6th and East Oak Streets. Barnum was taken into custody at around midnight on a charge of OWI second offense. His cash bond was set at $2,000. Two Council Bluffs residents came home late Sunday night to find a woman and a man had broken into their apartment. According to Bluffs police, officers responded at 11:50 p.m. to an apartment complex at 35 Bluff Street following a report an armed subject had just broken into one of the apartments. The victims, 31-year-old Anastasia Hughes and 50-year-old Shannon Hughes, found 26-year-old Jennifer Malone of Council Bluffs and a male subject inside the home. When the residents confronted the two intruders, the male produced a knife and allegedly attempted to slash Shannon Hughes, who was not injured. The two suspects led the area on foot, but Malone was found and arrested on a charge of burglary in the first degree. The male suspect was not located. An investigation into the incident continues. Anyone with information about the crime is asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4765. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green Sunday issued a statement with regard to a set of burglaries that occurred early Sunday morning in the vicinity of 9th and Birch Streets. Green said Atlantic Police would like to encourage citizens to lock their cars and houses. Green says while Atlantic enjoys an unusually low rate of crimes of this type, the recent incidents are reminders that citizens should observe common security measures. About 10 days ago, Green says there were a number of unlocked cars entered and items stolen. A number of local juveniles are currently being investigated for the offenses. However, according to the chief, the case is not complete, so no further details will be released at this time. Green says one of the best defenses against theft and burglary is the common door lock. Coupled with the neighborly act of reporting anything unusual or suspicious in your neighborhood, citizens do not need to be alarmed by these occurrences, he says. But rather, this is a call to be observant and practice what should be normal daily security measures. While Memorial Day observations and ceremonies and related events are slated to take place today across the state and nation, nationally, or rather locally, services are scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. in the Commons area at the Atlantic High School. Now, this is a change of location from the Atlantic Cemetery, of course, due to the weather. In Anita, Memorial Day observances will be held at the Anita Evergreen Cemetery beginning at 10:30. Audubon's Memorial Day services will be held at Arlington Cemetery beginning at 10 a.m. In Brayton, the service will be held at the Brayton Town Hall beginning at 10 a.m. In Elkhorn, American Legion Post 322 services will be held beginning at 9:30 at the Clay Township Cemetery. There will also be a 10 a.m. service at the Monroe Methodist Cemetery and a church service at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church at 11 a.m., followed by a military service at the cemetery. In Exira, services will take place at 9:45 with a patriotic interlude by the Exira Community Band. In Grant, services will be held at the Grant Cemetery at 11 a.m., followed by the Grant United Methodist Church's annual Memorial Day dinner from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a free will offering. The menu includes sloppy joe or ham sandwich, baked beans, assorted salads, pies, desserts, coffee, tea, or lemonade, and all money raised by the dinner supports the Grant United Methodist Women and their work for mission projects and the Grant Church. Also in Kimbleton, AmVets Post 51 will hold services at Bethany Lutheran Cemetery in Jacksonville beginning at 9:30. In Lewis, there will be a pancake breakfast served by the Lewis Town and Country Boosters and the Pancake Man. The event takes place at the Lewis Community Center from 7:30 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. with pancakes, sausages, juice, and coffee for your free will donation. And in Walnut, Memorial Day services will be held at the Layton Township Cemetery beginning at 10 a.m. If you missed any of those or would like to see them again and find out where the services are nearest to you, you can go to our webpage at kjan.com and click on either the Daily Diary or the News page. Both have the same information posted on our website. In our funeral announcements, Mildred S. Hoffman, age 101, of Panama, died Friday at Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Mildred Hoffman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Betty Griffith, age 93, of Walnut, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Betty Griffith will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Charles Luther Hicks, age 58, of Glenwood and formerly of the Oakland and Council Bluffs areas, died Wednesday at the Glenwood Hospice House. Funeral services for Charles Hicks will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Don Lauritsen, age 80, of Hamlin, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Don Lauritsen will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Winifred Mueller, age 100, of Atlantic, died May the 19th in Urbandale. Funeral services for Winifred Mueller will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. And Quanna Mae Warner, age 63, who's formerly of Adair, died Wednesday in Colorado. Services for Quanna Warner are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.